Hello and welcome to VG Club. My name is Daxter23Jack, aka Paul/Viv, and today I am joined by BGK394, aka Ben.
Hey.
Marcus, aka Cool Luck.
Howdy, y'all.
Grace, aka what's your username?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Gotcha. And
off the grid.
And then a hobby, of course, aka hobbyously.
Howdy.
And Chris, aka Korea 9.
Hey all.
And this week we will be discussing the game we chose last recording session, aka Evil West, which does not have stealth elements in it, to Marcus's very Marcus was very relieved by that.
Was I?
Yeah, you were worried, like, oh shit, there's stealth elements in that, I shouldn't have put that up. And then I was like, oh, I'm thinking of a different game with West in the title.
Weird West?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, Evil West is a 360 game that came out, like, what, last year?
Yes. That's a good description of it, though.
It's a... I guess I don't really know how to succinctly describe it. It's the Order 1886, but it's a 360 game, and it has some great brawler gameplay if you don't want to just shoot your guns. Is it double A? Do we call this double A these days, or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
they did. The studio also did Trek to Yomi or whatever, the game that was released last year.
This is such a surprise. Are you sure? Because like this plays well and Trek to Yomi didn't.
They also did Shadow Warrior, which is a lot of fun compared to this.
Are you guys serious?
Yeah, no, they did. It's accurate. Yeah. I just looked up who Wild Hog is.
How are they doing all this?
Yeah,
studios.
I looked it up because like it was the game was giving me Bulletstorm vibes. Like I know it's not an exact parallel, and the like name of the studio was reminding me of the name of the like People That Can Fly or whatever, I think was the name of the studio that did Bulletstorm. And I looked it up and I was like, oh, okay, different studio, but they did do a bunch of other titles, so that's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was the same at first, and then I was like, oh, it's just because they both have fly somewhere in the name.
Yeah, pretty much, but the Bulletstorm, the comparison's more on the gameplay front, like, just, like, you don't have, like, the same, like, electric whip, but you can kind of, like, grapple enemies towards you, and you can like dash towards enemies with your electric gauntlet sort of thing. I don't know, that element was reminding me of it. I think Bulletstorm has a more interesting story. But even
you play too many games for the story. That's not what Evil West was about at all.
I was paying attention to a gripping novella about post-Civil War America with werewolves and vampires and, yeah. Punching.
Lots of punching.
Yes, lots of punching. And lots of chains, because that's just how they would litter each stage. It'd be like, go this way, and it'd be like a shiny chain. It'd be like, okay.
I wonder if those were added after, like, they did a bunch of playtesting and people were just not understanding where they could go. Because it felt like a thing you'd add later.
Yeah, they're, like, super, super shiny. Like,
I didn't know where to go.
Like, the whole, like, glowing trail of, like, this is exactly where you need to go. Like, that's probably exactly why they did that.
Yeah, and to be fair, like... even with those chains, there were times where I'm like, where the hell do I go?
Yeah. I got lost a couple times in the swamp level.
Yeah.
Like, where am I supposed to go next?
There was like one level where you're in at the old mining town with all the snow, and you have to like turn on like three generators. And I was just like, "Where the hell am I supposed to go?" Because I couldn't get back up because you fell down on an elevator. And I'm just like, "Okay, how do I access the other two?" So yeah, right there with you.
I'll say, you know, it's not quite a 360 game, of course, but it feels like some of the lessons that they learned from criticisms of 360 games weren't always the best ones, namely the length. You know, when we played these games, it's for me, it's like, all right, you know, well, the game needs to be as long as it needs to be. But this one felt like, no, we have to hit 10 hours. If we don't hit 10 hours, we're a failure. And so we got a lot of just sort of the same stuff over and over, maybe another extra, arena fight to pad out level lengths, an extra chain to shoot, to climb up just to slow you down a little bit.
Yeah, there was...
I think padding is the right word. This game was padded to reach that arbitrary length. And you could feel it.
I kept desperately waiting for just something short, just like a nice little turret section or something.
No, instead they like throw you into another arena and throw every boss that you faced up until that point into the arena with you, along with zombies and vampires and werewolves.
Yep.
Yeah, that whole like last two or three, maybe four mid levels were just like gauntlets. Just throwing every brutal. Like encounter was just so brutal. I'm like, man, why?
Yeah, and there wasn't a ton of enemy variety either. Like, I feel like after like the halfway point of the game, you've kind of seen every enemy you're gonna fight, and then every fight was just like, what if you fought both of those bosses at the same time with also a bunch of enemies around it? It was like they just threw everything they ever designed at the same time at you, instead of like giving you a new thing to fight.
Which is crazy to think, because like when like you first start the game, like I would say even like to the like the first half of it, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of enemy variety. There's like they have all sorts of different stuff they're throwing at you. And then it's just I think it's really just comes down to the game overstaying its welcome and just trying to stretch out more content than they had.
Yeah, maybe instead of 16 chapters, they do 12, and it comes out a little bit better.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because if you asked me, like, what do I think about the game, like in the first half of it, I would say I love this game. I absolutely love this game. But yeah, it kind of slowly but surely, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this to end. Oh my god, please leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else to say about the gameplay, because honestly, there isn't a lot to it. I mean, you've got your melee system.
I think there's too much.
No, there's too much.
There's so many buttons you need to remember. It's like, because they give you every weapon. Like, at the beginning, it's fine, right? Like, it's very easy to, you know, you're punching, you get the gun, you shoot. But then you get a crossbow, and then you get dynamite, and you get a shotgun, and all these enemies are like, here, do all this in unison. It's like, how do I get to the fucking gun I need?
Yeah. Yeah, the amount of abilities you end up with is overwhelming. And then the game, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I applaud the game for, like, designing enemies and giving you abilities where it's like, okay, you want to use this on these people, but like by the end of the game, it's so convoluted, and like you're still unlocking stuff to the very end. Like you get the dynamite and the freaking chain gun or the rail gun, you get that so late, and it's like, oh, now I have to learn that and include that in my cycle of like tools, and so you're constantly having to like, you know, add an extra like layer of complexity to the way you do combat. And the game forces you to remember the intricacies of combat to like, because it's, the game is very, very difficult. And I'm curious actually, if how many of you had to change it down to easy because I was so close to at, like in the final boss. I'm like, I don't know if I want to. You did.
Yep. I was like, nope. I think I was like chapter 15 where they throw you into a gauntlet where it's like four mini bosses.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I kept dying and dying. And I was like, I'm like right at the end. I just want to finish this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, I was like asking myself, like, do I want to change the difficulty at the finish line? I was like stubborn about it.
Yeah, and, no, I got close during the final boss too.
Yeah. Oh, the final boss is so hard. But anyways, yeah. So, like, so a perfect example of like the game forcing you to like remember all the mechanics. Like, it throws all these heavy enemies at you, and then a bunch of smaller enemies, and like. Yeah, you can strategically farm. You can want to use the smaller enemies to keep your health full by killing them a certain way. But you have to remember that, like, in chapter 3 or 4, there was a little prompt when you learn this ability or whatever to, like, knock the enemies up and shoot them forward. And there was a prompt in the level that was like, oh, using smaller enemies, like, shooting them at the bigger enemies is effective. And I'm like, and I'm just getting wrecked over and over and over again, just dying at this encounter. And then I remembered, because actually I was looking at the level up skill tree, and I saw like something about like knocking enemies up and launching them. And I was like, oh right, that's a way to deal with big guys. And suddenly I start doing that, and like each enemy that I knock up and send at one of the big ones, it was taking out a quarter of their health. Where like otherwise it's just a huge grind and you're fighting like five at once, and so I was like, oh, okay, you have to do it that way. It was still incredibly difficult, but like remembering that mechanic was essential for me to progress. Like, I don't think I could have done it otherwise. And there's like a couple other instances like that where I remembered like a fundamental thing that the game kind of told you about, but like we're hours later and I've fought thousands of enemies and unlocked countless new skills and abilities. And like, so it's very easy to forget or like, not even apply any of this stuff. So I don't know. I'm kind of two minds. I appreciate that they included all that stuff and that you need to be thoughtful and remember how the game works, but then also they're overwhelming you with things and it's hard to like remember all of it.
Well, I was going to ask y'all with the electricity sort of subsection of moves. I think a lot of it sort of revolves around the melee system more than anything. But like on controller, how easy was that? So for mouse and keyboard, that was like on cue, and you had to do some variation combos using like utilizing cue and W and like back and forth to make stuff happen. And I could not consistently perform it, but there were some of those encounters like you're talking about, Javi, where it's like, this is super useful to getting the health back just from like beating the crap out of these guys to fill your meter.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so what was the input you need? Or what were you trying to do with that input?
That's the stuff where you either go, you rope to the person, rope them back, or I think there's like you stun them. For me, I think that was also V to do like just the sort of general stun, but then there was the ability stun, which was X. And so it was just one of those things where I'm like, I'm staring at the screen and I'm just pressing random keys and it's like, okay, well, no, that's a different ability. That's a different thing. And then I'll like eventually land on it, but to consistently like deliver on it, I was not able to do that. So I was wondering if like on controller, if some of these combos were a little easier to pull off.
I mean, on controller, it feels a little clunky also, cause like it's the left bumper is to pull up your little electric shield. And so what you want to do to pull an enemy towards you is you press the left bumper, pull up your shield, and then you push the stick towards you, pull back on the stick, and it pulls them towards you. And then if you do the alternate where you push forward, that's the one where it lunges you at the enemy, which sounds really intuitive, and it kind of is, but there is something kind of inelegant about pressing the left bumper and then waiting a second for the shield to come up and then pressing the stick in a direction. Like, there's like in the high intensity like battle, like trying to accomplish something like that, sometimes you just like press the direction before you press, you know, the bumper, and then it doesn't work. And so it gets a little messy, but it mostly works. Yeah.
I think I just kind of gave up doing the thing where you pull enemies to you and just like would do the thing where you like shoot yourself at them, because that was way easier to do in like a very hectic battle. It is like I could just, and you can almost kind of do that like a dodge. If an enemy's about to hit you, you can just like zip to another enemy and just start wailing on them and kind of like get yourself out of the fray. That's what I did for like most of the game.
Yeah, but then there's it's also like the pulling them towards you helps a lot with positioning, especially if you're doing that whole launching them into the air and sending them at a big guy. You don't want to put yourself in the middle of all those people. You want to pull somebody out, kind of like a piece of ammo that you're going to send back in. But yeah, no. And also there's the enemies that are up on ledges that you have to pull towards you to get them off of them. But otherwise, yeah, the lunging into them is really helpful.
Yeah, that was kind of it was kind of annoying, like inelegant, like you said. Like sometimes it just didn't work because I didn't do it quite the right way the game expected me to. But like my biggest issue with that was like you're, other than knocking small enemies into big enemies, like you're kind of expected to do that like fast combo after they're stunned, and it's just like mashing R1, right bumper, whatever, like over and over and over. My finger just got so tired. Like this is the wrong button for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really wanted to like remap the dodge button to circle. I was just like, please. But I eventually, I think I got over it, or at the very least, I just accepted my fate.
Yeah, I was afraid to like remap. I don't know if you could remap anything on consoles, but. Like I was always, because there's so many things you're gonna unlock. Like I feel like you'd inevitably run into like an unforeseen like issue with how you remapped it. It's like that's why that's not that button.
Yeah, I mean literally everything is mapped to its own little button. Like the shotgun is just square.
Yeah.
The other thing like healing is circle. The triangle does one. I think it's just like. Everything just does its own little thing, all just mapped to its own little special button.
It feels like they were running out of inputs, and I feel like I would be like, we got to cut one of these or some of these abilities, because it's just like, even looking at the HUD, I don't understand why the revolver is on the bottom of the left thing. When like the revolver, you don't even change to, it's just fire without aiming, and that's the revolver, which is so confusing. Like I was like, oh, once I got the rifle, my revolver disappeared, and I had to look it up. And I saw a Reddit post of somebody asking that same question. And they're like, oh, just don't aim, and that's your revolver. I'm like, oh, what?
I was like, am I stupid? Is there a way to like cycle through the guns? So I was in that same boat, Javi.
Yeah, well, and then later on, yeah, you do cycle through the guns. For some reason, like you press up on the D-pad and it changes your rifle to the crossbow, but then you press left on the D-pad and you pull out your flamethrower, but it's not replacing the rifle for some reason. You press right on the D-pad and it pulls out the chain gun. And it's like they all work differently. And it's so confusing. Also, like I'm being super negative, but I really like the game. I thought it was great.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, but 8 out of 10, great game.
I think, Marcus, you said it at the beginning. It's a 360 game that came out today, and it reminded me of like games like Dark Sector and Dark Void and like these B games we don't really get anymore that are just like goofy fun. Like clearly a lot of love went into them, but they're not the GTAs, they're not the Final Fantasy VII Rebirths of the world. Like, it's just a fun, goofy game that we don't get anymore. And I enjoyed punching vampires for 8 of the 11 hours I played. It's a good time.
I feel like, so for me, the game is absolutely gorgeous, and I think the art direction, and like you can like just take in the vistas and be like, wow, this is concept art just brought to life beautifully. This looks phenomenal. The colors are beautiful, the landscape, the settings are all really imaginative and like beautifully realized. Like all, even like the reflections in the water looks so cool, especially in like that gooey swamp where the water's glowing. I'm just like looking at it like, wow, that looks awesome. All that being said, I hate the character designs. Like there isn't a single character in this game where I'm like, that's cool, they look good. No, they're all hideous, every single one of them. And like the main character is this bulky, you know, Unreal Engine reject.
Yep.
Just gross.
He looks like he should be in Gears of War, but like they were like, "No, nah, you don't make the cut, buddy."
Yeah. So like that was jarring because like I really don't like literally every time a cutscene started and characters were talking to each other, my brain would just go, "I'm not looking at you people. I'm not paying attention to this." Like I would just completely check out.
Just imagining you like when people watch horror movies and like put their hands over their eyes. I was just imagining you watching the cutscenes like that.
Yeah, man. Like it just, I'm just like, ew.
This is truly a horror game. Oh God, get it off the screen.
They're so ugly. I'm rooting for the vampires. That being said, like, yeah, I think the characters are all super gross and ugly looking, and I don't like them. But the complete opposite with the world. The environments are stunning and beautiful, and I thought they did an amazing job. I love just like looking around.
Yeah, I like how it's not like, you know, they didn't go with a realistic look. They went with like this, it's not cartoony, but it's kind of is. Like, I guess it's sort of it's that like weird middle ground of like, it looks like an animated thing, like almost like besides the characters looking kind of bad, like it definitely looks like it's really good, like art and design, at least as far as the environment goes.
Yeah. Well, and like whenever there was a cutscene, the quality of it, like despite me not liking the character design, like but the quality of those cutscenes were crazy. They all looked like those super polished, like pre-rendered trailers that you'd see, for, like those concept trailers for games where like you're like, oh, the game doesn't look that good, right? But every time there's a cutscene, even if they're just like talking about the next destination they're going to, like the amount of polish they put in there, I'm just like, oh, what the hell? Like they set the graphics to like ultra and then added all these extra effects to like really polish it up. I don't know. Like people don't do that usually.
Yeah, I agree with you. It sort of looked like blur stuff, pretty early on. Cause yeah, I think it was one of those first little, you know, post intro videos where I think it was just Jesse talking to that retired friend like out by the mining camp, and there was no real need to do this. It was like a 30-second, okay, we're going to the next place. It was like, mm-hmm. but they did it, so you know, good on them.
Yeah,
it just feels like, you know, with Unreal Engine, like you mentioned earlier, like how this feels like a spiritual 360 game, and it feels like they kind of took from that era too with the character designs, because with Unreal Engine 3 it always felt like, oh, all of these characters are like super buff even when it doesn't fit, and it'd be like, I don't know, Arkham Asylum, it's just like Gordon's like freaking jacked and you're like, yeah. What? Yeah. Okay.
They're all gigantic, and then there's a woman, a single woman in the game.
Yep.
It's like, that more than anything, that felt like a 360 game. It's like, what is this? All these like dudes that look like they wake up with cigars in their mouths, and then just a lady, but she's tough, you know? Like, it's like, that's the only thing that they could think of back in the day. That's where gaming was. But, yeah, no, I think, like a lot of the inventive environments, like the upside down pyramid that's in that cave, like it's like glowing red, and then like the rest of the cave is like a greenish hue, so it's like red and green on everything. It's just like, it's like candy for my eyes. It looks so good. I just love the
gave off some control vibes.
Totally. Even like there's you know, there's a level where you're heading towards a church, and like the church looks so crazy, like it has a gigantic moon in the sky and it's blasting light over it, and then like the sky itself is like red and everything's on fire, and like I'm just like, this looks so fucking cool. And I remember Rachel came in, I'm like, look at this, and she's like, wow, and there's vampires. She's like, this game is everything that you like. And I'm like, yeah, it's really, really good. She asked me today if I liked it more than The Order 1886, because I always go to bat for that game. And I'm like, I like The Order 1886 better, but this is probably a better game than The Order. I'll give it that.
What puts The Order over this for you?
I think The Order leans more heavily into it being scary and gothic, and kind of it just takes itself more seriously, and also the characters look awesome in The Order. Ironically, The Order also has a woman, and she's tough, and you know, it's like it has the same exact archetype. But
does it have the nerd?
Something about the way it carries itself. Sorry, what was that?
Does it have the nerd?
Yeah, Nikola Tesla is the nerd making all your equipment.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
But does Nikola Tesla get killed?
I don't think so.
He would have in the sequel we never got.
Yeah.
I also think it might also be The Order was like a 5-6 hour game? Or was it even shorter than that?
Yeah, it was really short, and that's one of my favorite things about it.
Yeah, that might have also helped its opinion in your mind. You're just like on a shorter thrill ride and you remember all the highs.
Yeah. The Order to me is just like, I just see all the potential there. And there's like little glimpses of like, oh, what could have been. And so I guess I romanticize that. And I totally understand why somebody would be like, no, that I don't like that game. That game's trash. You can make a big list of things where The Order falls short. And I would probably agree with all of it. But there's something about that game that I really jives with me. I like what it's going for, and I'm rooting for it. And I wish we got a second one. But
well, speaking of a second one, what would you guys want for an Evil West 2?
New protagonist.
Yes. Jesse was so boring. I kind of wanted to play as Edgar the entire time. I was just like, I know he's just maybe a different variation of the main character, but I'm like, I prefer all the cutscenes with him in it as opposed to just Jesse.
So did anybody try and play it co-op? It is a co-op game as well. You can have like a second player. Do you play as Edgar? I don't know if any of you played it.
I'd imagine it seems like that's what they would do, but I don't know.
I wasn't able to play it that way. I was trying to get a friend like, hey, look, I need to finish this. Like, can you help me out? And he told me to go fuck myself. So we didn't play it.
And he was right to do it.
Yeah.
I know the end of that game sucks. So.
I didn't even know it was
really
co-op.
That's the only
oh my
thing.
God.
It's this close to perfect. I didn't realize it. All right.
got new stuck on that point.
Probably more interesting enemies. I would like more vampiric vampires. I did really appreciate the angle of like leaning into leeches. I think that's kind of clever. Also, that level where like the whole floor and walls are all leeches is freaking disgusting. It activated a phobia I didn't know I had. I'm just like, oh my god, this is so gross.
Speaking of which, I think in that second level, you go down into the mines, and it's just like littered with spiders, like spiders like everywhere on the floor. And it's just like, oh, there's an option to turn off spiders. And part of me was almost like, I might do that because there's like black widows everywhere. I don't know how this guy is stepping around without being afraid for his life.
I'm impressed how self-aware they were, where they're like, let's let people know there's an arachnophobia mode. Like, they're like, because this is a lot. I thought it was really, really cool. Like the effect, like it's like a blanket areas where like the floor is just a pile of spiders, and it's like horrifying. But really cool looking. Looks great. But yeah,
I don't think it needs a sequel.
But they, yeah, they desperately want one, the way the game ends.
Yeah, I mean, because like called Evil West, but like to me, like the natural progression of it is to like have it placed in a more urban area the next time. It's like a little more dense, like we're and that I think takes away like some of the appeal of this. I think is that you're exploring these like Wild West type areas.
Yeah.
And in this like weird horror setting. And I think if you were to move it to like, I mean, the end game of this, right, was the vampires were heading to DC to try and make the president into a familiar to take over the US. And it's like, if you do it in a town like DC, is it Evil West at that point? Like, kind of think they've explored everything they wanted to do here. I'm sure they will make a sequel because that's just how the game industry is. But
I mean, was this a hit? Did anybody play this? I don't feel like.
Yeah, I was gonna say this same thing. I mean, I could say, like, if a sequel took place during like Prohibition or something like that. I don't know. I think that would be an interesting like setting. But yeah, I get entirely where you're coming from. And this took place in what, like the 1890s or something.
Let's see. I will, because I mean, they use a, yeah, the Grover Cleveland was president from 1893 to 1897. So,
yeah, so that's like pretty much towards the end of the Old West. I think like the Old West like ended like pretty much when World War One started, I believe.
When do you think that started?
1914.
So there's some time.
yeah, there's some time.
It's similar to, I guess what you could do is what Red Dead did, right? Because like Red Dead was this time period of the original Red Dead, not the original Red Dead, but Red Dead Redemption was like this time period. And for Red Dead Redemption 2, they did a prequel to that. So kind of, maybe you could do it that way. You have Edgar and the dad be the protagonists.
Ugh, I don't want this.
No,
yeah, right. I don't want that at all.
Yeah,
but that's right. Like the Rentier Institute is the thing. Like, yeah. So you're probably gonna have to tie it in that, and you don't want to do Jesse again. Edgar's the one that has the tie between the two, the dad and the son. So,
yeah, I mean, well, I think you're right. We're like, I don't want a sequel, as in like I don't want a continuation of this story. But where I would be down for a sequel is like, let's do Evil West. I guess where we're getting hung up is like the West part, right?
Yeah.
It's
in the name.
Wait, yeah. Could it just be Evil Blank? Evil something else?
Evil Prohibition.
How about Evil Pacific Northwest?
Evil is such a generic term. You can throw evil in front of everything. Like, I don't think. I don't know if they'd be like,
this but is there's the vampires sequel on the cover.
Yeah, I guess. and as obviously nobody played this. So like, if they make a sequel, you call it whatever you want. Just be like, it's a continuation of that game you didn't play.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna ask y'all because like I'm not too familiar with Steam and what how the numbers correlate. There's over 6,000 reviews for this game on That's Steam. Is that?
For a game nobody played, yeah.
I mean, it seems, yeah, like it seems like a solid number, but also this game does not look cheap. This game looks expensive.
No, yeah.
This looks super
expensive. Well, I'm seeing an article on the game saying the Embracer Group, everybody's favorite publisher that was recently divided into three groups. Middle Earth and Friends or whatever is one of them. But regardless, Embracer records big profit increase thanks to Evil West. So it looks like it was successful in some vein.
Which is weird because Focus Entertainment's the one that published it. Like,
you think of Weird West again?
No, it says Evil West in the title.
You sure about that?
Do they own Flying, what's it, Flying Hog Games? Maybe they own them.
Maybe they just served as a publisher?
No, someone else published.
Yeah, the publisher was Focus Home Entertainment. I don't know. Who's this? Who are they? Plyon? Let's see, Plyon. Plyon is owned by... Yeah, so okay. So they own the developer. They did not publish their own fucking game. What's going on over
wow.
there?
Wow.
Well, it's Embracer. I feel like it's a shit show over there right now.
Right, so that makes me worried about the studio. Like, are they okay?
Yeah, are they going to be around?
Well, what's the next title they're working on? It's like a space game, I think. Let me see.
Where'd you hear about that?
Give me just a second.
Shadow Warrior going to space?
Yeah, no. What's the name of it? Give me just a second.
They did a game called Space Hogs, but I think it might already be out.
It space definitely
punks.
Had a...
Not Space Hogs, Space Punks.
Yeah, I think...
the name of the studio.
Flying Wild Hog. Yeah, Space Punks, and that hasn't come out just yet. But yeah, that's the sci-fi title they're working on next.
Oh, their website is terrible then, because it said it came out July 2021.
Oh.
Whoops.
It, when I'm reading, it came out, it was like a free-to-play game, and it's already been shut down.
Good. Oh, God.
Also, yeah, and if I click the link on their website to go to the game website, it gives me a 4-4 error.
Oh, man.
It's gone.
Yeah, you might be scared.
Yeah.
But enough about, you know, depressing acquisitions and the fate of the AAA, AA game industry. Let's talk about the story. It's something that's chocked full of optimism.
Hey, the studio unionized.
Nice. Good for them.
Good.
What is there to talk about with the story? I thought we covered it.
Yeah. I mean, what was it?
So yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Got it.
What was it? Yeah, that's it. Okay, cool.
Vampires exist, and there was this institute that it is very Order 1886, Javi. Like, yeah. there's an order that fights against werewolves and vampires,
but they do it for America instead of London. Instead of,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, how did you like the rest of the characters in the game? Like, what was it, Virgil?
Non-existent.
Harrow.
They're all garbage.
Yeah. Lady, whose name I'm forgetting.
Amelia. You know what's funny? When I started playing, I was like pretty at or like, what's the word? I was like very on top of like reading all the lore as it came in. Like you have your lore tab and. You get little documents and the bestiary or bestiary or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff was really great. Like every time I encountered a new enemy, like seeing, oh, this is, you know, this kind of vampire, which is created by feeding the blood to this thing or like the one that's like a golem. That one's super interesting. Cause like they would have pits just full of dead bodies and this would,
oh,
just
you
manifest.
Mean the mole creatures. Yeah.
Yeah. The guys that would just burrow underground and come out and punch you or whatever. But those are like vampires that just grew at the bottom of like pits of bodies where like the blood just starts like turning into something. And then as the blood seeps into the dirt and gets lower and lower, the creature has to burrow lower to like continue feeding. And that's how it created this monster that's like a dirt vampire. And like just reading all those like Pokedex entries of all these monsters was so cool. That was like my favorite part of like the story was just like seeing like how creative they got with all these creatures and like what they're all about and how they exist. Like there's the one that has no skin, and that one like looks the most like a traditional kind of vampire, other than like the people with fangs, but like it has like the bat ears and like the fangs, and it's just kind of like hunched over and looks like a bat person. That thing, like its lore index, like they talk about how it likes to like pull the skin off of its victims and stuff, and like people would
because it can't grow its own. Yeah.
And then people would speculate that like eventually they could us and you wouldn't be able to tell. But then like the entry says, but it turns out that was just a tall tale. They're too stupid to pull that off or whatever. So I don't know. All that stuff I thought was really great. But like I said, every time a character was on screen talking about what's going on, I'm like, I checked out. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, no, it was one of those things where it's like, I figure out like, oh, Harrow or whatever the secretary, assistant secretary of war dude was. I'm like, he's the one responsible for all of this because he was like, ah, I'll handle it. And then didn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because like that town gave him an entire warning, like, oh my god, there's a new type of vampire, and he's just like, yeah. The part with so I'm glad he got his comeuppance at the end. I was honestly surprised he didn't call Edgar a slew of different slurs as well. I was like, he's definitely the type of person who would do that.
Yeah, I thought the part about the like giant ancient beast that the vampires were like sucking the blood out to like power themselves or whatever. Like, I thought that was kind of interesting. And I thought like, I don't know. I figured that would play more into the late game stuff. Like, oh, you're going to have to like find one of these like living giant creatures and fight it or something. But no, I feel like he just kind of disappeared after like the halfway point of the game.
Well, yeah, you want your showdown with Felicity. Oh god, that is such a weird name for a vampire. I always think of Black Cat.
Not Felicity Huffman?
No, Black Cat.
I think Black Cat.
I don't know who Felicity Huffman is, to be honest.
I just know the name.
Not Carrie Russell? Felicity?
But that's, despite
that's
what
the... I think of the TV show.
That's right.
But yeah, despite the ugliness of the character models, I felt like the voice acting was at least decent.
I disagree.
Decent in the sense that I didn't notice it, so.
I noticed it.
Okay, what are your grievances? Come on, go ahead and list them for us, Marcus.
Oh, it's bad. What do you mean, list the grievances? It's just bad. It's like, I'm not going to say that the voice actors doing the work were doing a bad job per se. Maybe it's just based on the script they were given, but like, it was just all so stereotypical. So it just was boring, bland. There wasn't really much of anything going on. I didn't believe any of the characters for a second. It was just there.
What about Jesse's motivation? What about Virgil's nerdiness? Can you just feel those character traits being conveyed by the voice actor's raw potential?
No.
No.
Okay.
I was like pretty early on in this game. I was pretty half tempted to like, if I just skip the cutscene, what'll happen? And I feel like I probably could have gotten away with it at the end there, but I do at least like to have a general through line with these games to know what's going on. And it's like, yeah, I don't think it really made all that much sense as a complete game. Like, I don't know if you all ever like ran into this when the game was going on where they would say, oh, we got to do a thing, but then next scene, they're just at some place and it was sort of unclear how they got there, why they're there, or how long, like how much time has passed since the last like completely different setting they were in.
Yeah, there was a chapter.
Yeah, where,
like, the cutscene was basically what you just said. Like, we gotta go here, and then it hard cut, and then my character was just standing there, and there wasn't even like a line, like the mission starting or anything. He's just standing there. It's like, oh, I guess we're here, and let's get started. I don't know.
Yeah, you could show maybe getting worse or something. Like, we're gonna ride off. This is just like you just warped there.
Mm-hmm. I guess they sort of did that early on, right? Like that was what Jesse and his old buddy Edgar were doing. So maybe they just didn't want to show that same, like the one scene they rendered of them riding horses for every, like, in between every setting.
You could show the horse in the background or something, right? Like, what where'd you put your horse at?
Yeah.
See, there you go. You take the horse away.
Entry of the level, you'll see your horse just standing at the.
Oh, is it there? But
sometimes.
Not yeah, it'll serve as like an invisible wall. Like, you'll try to go towards it, and like Virgil will be like, "Oh, did you find what we were looking for already?" And it's like, no, I just wanted to see if I could pet the horse. Damn it!
You couldn't.
fails that test.
What we need for the sequel, be able to pet the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean really Hades, that
Hades has
gun.
The right idea.
Wait, you can pet a horse in Hades?
I pet a dog in Hades, and then in Hades 2, you can pet the frog, right?
Oh. That's an early access. I don't play that.
Weird thing to pet. Yeah. Is it a big
frog? She's a witch. I mean, it makes sense. Oh, okay. Frogs, witches.
Hold on. The frog's not a witch, right? You're talking about the main character's a witch?
The main character's a witch, yeah.
Okay. Because it might be fan base, I don't know. Yeah.
You're petting the witch frog. Like, this is getting weirder.
But yeah, I think that's Evil West. Before we go on to our final thoughts, was there anything else anybody wanted to talk about?
I'm good.
All right. Well, Ben, what are your final thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the game was good. It's not, like, anything crazy original, but, like, as far as, like, I guess throwbacks to old 360 God of War or Gears of War clones, it's a really good one of those. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, like, a pretty good game. I don't think anything... amazing. Definitely could use more enemy variety and was maybe a bit too long, but overall, a pretty good game.
Okay. All right. And what about you, Grace?
Hey, yeah. I mean, I kind of agree with a lot of the things we said. Like, the story didn't matter. The characters all sucked. I don't know so much about how they looked. I didn't really pay that much attention to that. I mean, but as far as like their characterization, it just didn't do anything. I found little reason to care about anything that was going on, like, the entire time. But as far as the gameplay, that was... It was really, like, up and down for me, because, like, every time it started to get fun, it would either throw, like, some ridiculous new enemy at me, or it would just, like, do something to kind of just suck out whatever little bit of fun I was having sometimes. Because, like, my biggest issue with this whole game is that the combat, it just feels so focused that, like, it's great if you're just fighting one enemy. So, of course, you're usually fighting, you know, 10 enemies. And it's just like, this doesn't work. Like, I didn't enjoy fighting huge squads of enemies when I could barely hit one of them, like, without it either snapping to a different target or just completely whipping or whatever, just because it was just kind of janky. But, yeah, like, the combat, of course, being the meat of the game, is why I just overall just kind of don't really have any positive thoughts about it, because it just sort of fell flat on that front. And, like, I mean, of course, like Javi said, the overall look of the game is great. Like, the exaggerated Old West, very detailed but not realistic, that's cool. But there's rarely a time to appreciate it other than a few little spots here and there. So overall, it just kind of, I don't know, it didn't really do anything for me. I don't know that I would play a sequel if there was one, unless they just like completely overhauled everything, including like new characters, new setting, new everything. I mean, that would be.
Let's throw a new really developer on this too. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would barely be a sequel at that point. But I mean, that would probably be the only way I'd be interested in one.
So. Prerequisite for developing the game: you can't play the first game.
Like, there's a first game. Nope, you got the job.
We just need to get this podcast to the character design and the writer, and then it'll be a perfect game.
Oh yeah, because we had so much constructive criticism on what they could have done better on the story front.
Yeah, we told them no, don't do that.
Okay, yeah,
don't do it like this.
But what about you, Chris? What are your final thoughts?
I had a good time with it. Like I think, like Grace, it's not great. I don't know if I would play.
Is anybody hearing Chris?
Nope.
I am. Yeah, I can hear him.
You cannot hear me, Dax?
I can hear you.
Okay, Well that's good. I'm glad somebody can hear me.
I hear you.
I can.
Okay, so everybody except Paul can hear me. Oh. Did we just lose Paul? Yep. Oh no. Okay. Well, anyway, I thought it was fun. Paul, are you back? Let's see. It's gonna be fun editing. Paul.
Just start talking, then you'll be interrupted.
Okay. Well, yeah, had a good time with it. It was a game that was on my radar. And I'm glad it was on Game Pass. I would, it was on Game Pass and PlayStation Plus at the same time, so I ultimately didn't have to pay for it, which probably doesn't lend well to a sequel. But it was a good time. It was a good diversion, and in a year where not a lot of big titles are coming out, it was fun to jump in and play like a highly polished looking game. So, it was enjoyable enough for 8 of those 11 hours I played.
Yeah, I think I've kind of fall somewhere in between everybody. I feel like Grace's experience was a bit more negative than a lot of other people's, but I enjoyed the gameplay. I didn't finish the game, so maybe that's why I'm a bit more positive on things.
You because... always like this.
Hey, time. I want to...
Could be it.
If you had played those last like 3 chapters, that heavily affects like your perspective on the game.
Yeah, hard turn. No, that's exactly what I was saying. And yeah. I'm sorry, Marcus, I had graduation and a bunch of other stuff.
No, yeah, bad time management. Don't lie to me. We talked about this earlier. Like, how much time we got? Oh, yeah, this. Okay, cool. I can play all these games first, and then I'll jump into this.
I will say for my part that I rushed through it, so that didn't help my opinion of it.
Oh, did you like, just get fire hose down with all the levels in a row?
I mean, I played it pretty much all last week. I played like 2 levels every day, pretty much. So not quite, but still.
Right.
Okay, and then maybe Marcus is right about my bad time management skills, but hey, I got a 3.98 GPA, so tell that to me.
Congrats.
Sorry, so bad time management skills with my hobbies. How about that?
That
okay,
works.
Cool. All right. What about you, Javi? What are your final thoughts?
Well, so it's funny hearing Chris mention that this was a PS Plus game and all that. I ironically, when this game like was first released, I remembered recognizing it as something that I would be super curious about. It looked like a ideal, like, I always talk about like how a lot of my favorite games are 7s, like, and I understand that they're 7s. I was like, oh, that looks like a perfect candidate. Also, the subject matter is up my alley. Like, and so I bought it when it first came out, and I had started it for a little bit and quickly fell off. There's a lot of games coming out, and I just, you know, I do that a lot where I buy something, I'm like, I'll get to that someday. And so yeah, this was the perfect opportunity to like actually give it a shake. And for the most part, I really, really liked it. It took a lot to get past how unappealing the protagonist is, and just the people in the world. Like that's a big problem, especially for me. Like I don't like looking at stuff I don't like for hours on end, but the world design and the enemies and their little lore and stuff, and like all that stuff was so strong that it carried me through. And then the combat was really solid and complex, and it was a fun puzzle, and it was very, very challenging. I would say too challenging by the end. And after I beat the game, I clicked on New Game Plus, and I'm like, what difficulties? Like, it's got to be just hard, right? And no, they have hard, and then they have evil. You can go two levels higher, and it's so hard on normal. Like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, no, there's also the mode where it's just like it doesn't save your progress, so if you die, you have to start a new game.
Yeah, and these people are crazy. Like, who's I was looking at the trophies trying to see, like, could I platinum this? And there's no way in hell, because like there's certain trophies that are like tied to each of the like end bosses. And some of them are like, make sure that they don't heal themselves. Make sure that you kill them in less than 4 minutes. You know, or don't heal yourself at all. And I'm just like, no, I'm never doing that. No way. Also, like beating it on evil is never going to happen. I could barely do it on normal. But all that being said, like you've heard the things I don't like about the game, but I, for the most part, really, really enjoyed it. I think this is a strong 7.5 maybe. And I thought it was great. I thought it was really cool and refreshing to get a game like this in these times. In the era of live service and, you know, just Call of Duty and Fortnite and all this stuff, like games like this are so rare. And it was good. It was very good and really nice looking.
Nice. That leaves you, Marcus. Do you regret putting this on your list? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't. I think I fall pretty close in line with Javi. I think I'm more on the positive end than most of the people on the podcast. And that's with the like caveat of I wish this game was half as long. I'm not even as kind to the length as like Chris's. Eight chapters, I think, would have been good for the amount of gameplay variety we got here. But I do appreciate that variety, because it felt for me a bit like your Doom, like your Doom reboot, where you know it's just you got to cycle through all your weapons and all your things while you're doing crowd control and trying to move around the map. But it's in such a AA sort of toned down form that I didn't get overwhelmed by all that. It didn't feel like it was ever too much. What was too much in some of those gauntlets of enemies, it was just like, oh, that's right. Like there's whole abilities in the game that I just was not using most of the time. But when I'm like, everything's on cooldown, I'm just pressing whatever I can to try and get out of a tight spot. So to have moments like those in this game, I thought, you know, we're pretty good. You know, we talked a little bit about what a sequel could be, and I would agree with everyone else. Strip out basically everything as far as the people go and the writing goes. But I would pretty much keep the combat intact outside of introducing enemy variety. I don't really have any sort of problem with the combat. I don't know about the evil mode that Javi was talking about. Definitely I'm not going to try anything like that, but it was something that I'm glad I played. I had played Weird West maybe a year ago or so now, because all these West games are coming out at the same time. And while Weird West is on paper something that'd be more up my alley with the quests, and it's like a little bit of an RPG, I just felt like the gameplay there really let me down. Where here, it was, hey, it's 360 gameplay, but you know, we've built on it a little bit. There's a little bit more going on than like that old Castlevania game we played.
Lords of Shadow.
Is that? Yep, there you go. That's the one. I guess, but in that same vein, maybe if you know, if you're gonna pad out the game with all these enemy arenas, like let's make the pushing a rail car around and swinging around the environments. I don't know if you get rid of that or you make it better. Those were the parts that to me felt too video gamey, where it's like, okay, you put it in its one exact spot and then you do the canned animation. It's just, I don't know. Those were bits of the game where I'm just like, okay, come on, let's move it to the next section. Let's see what's around this bend. And yeah, I will play a sequel. But much in the same way I did now, where either on a subscription service or like 10, 15 bucks. I just can't imagine paying a bunch of money for a game like this. It's just so a product of, I guess, not its time, but of times past.
All right. Fair enough. And yeah, that is Evil West. And Chris, I went ahead and posted the games for next month. So if you want to go ahead and take a look-see.
Where'd you post them?
Oh, yeah.
VG Club chat.
You're up above that tickery picture.
Oh, Avi was just showing off his ass. Awesome fan art.
Got it. Yeah. I was like, I see a dog.
Showing off my ass.
Yeah. Nice ass, Javi.
Oh, so we already voted.
Some of us, yeah. I
mean, that's a wasted vote, but...
there you go, Dex. It's for you.
You're the tiebreaker. No pressure, anything.
There we go.
Okay, and then I'm going to do one more vote for SSX, because it deserves it.
I'm going to also add a vote to SSX, because it deserves it.
And then I'm gonna take a vote away from DMC. No.
Oh God.
No, it's fine. I think DMC wins. So that will be our game for next recording session.
Hell yeah! Love this game.
And yeah, I haven't had a chance to replay it since it came out in 2011. So this should be fun.
Brace yourself for really embarrassing dialogue.
No. It is going to be edgy as all hell.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and treat it like a B-movie. At least the plot.
Nice.
I'm late for us, being as Ninja Theory's new game comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
Real soon.
Although, so we probably will talk about it well after that has settled.
Yes. That'll come out and everybody will have already moved on. But
well, I'm more worried. Yeah, that's what I'm more worried about.
Yikes!
My heart goes out to Ninja Theory. Hopefully, they survive the whims of their corporate overlords.
Mm-hmm.
You should buy their game then.
I'll download it on Game Pass.
I'll rebuy DMC on Steam. I'll play that there. Will that help?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I never finished, the first Hellblade.
Me neither,
I got
actually.
Like 3/4 through it.
Sounds familiar.
I never finished DMC, so I'm glad I finally have a chance to write that wrong, because I got to the final boss and it's too stupid to figure out. Oh, I have to use the double trigger. Oh, so I never finished it.
Oh, that's so close to... Oh, that,
I know.
That would drive me nuts. Oh my, wow.
I don't know why I was so dumb. I just could not figure out, like, oh, I'm supposed to use my super mode. Like, duh, like, obviously. But yeah, I give up. And by the time I figured out what I was supposed to do, it was like months later. I was like, oh, I'll get back to it.
So, yeah, I was going to say, like, a year later, you're just sitting in bed and you're like, Eureka! I have to reinstall it. Never mind. Yeah.
More of this.
If I remember correctly, this has one of my favorite boss fights in it. So,
ooh, which one?
It's like the the Fox News type guy.
He's, yeah.
Oh, is that the one that's like in like a basically like a room? The room is a dance club and like it's all orange and green.
No,
it's like a TV production studio, and you keep flowing into news reports.
Well, yeah,
you're talking about like, the main baddie's girlfriend or whatever. Like when you're taking her hostage, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a fight on a dance floor though. There's in a club.
Yeah, that's like the coolest freaking level ever. I hope that holds up. I'm really excited to play that.
I don't have to rebuy it. I evidently already own it on Steam.
Nice.
All right.
Cool. All right. And with that, that is another episode of VG Club. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today. And yeah, Grace, say goodbye.
Goodbye. You did it wrong. You're supposed to say goodbye, Grace, and I say goodbye, Grace.
Damn it, I screwed up.